Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simone Kizer-Beach has confirmed that only one person is hospitalized with COVID-19 to date. The CMO also explained what persons should expect with regard to the mass gathering protocols, which would be updated soon.
We are still relatively quiet. We have one person who's admitted to hospital, and that's the difference over the last, few weeks. We had no admissions, but we do have someone, an unvaccinated person with significant underlying conditions, and that person is admitted to the hospital, remains admitted for COVID. We currently have two active cases, and we have had no deaths. We made recommendations for the change in the protocol. We did that earlier in the month, and there should be gazetted new SRNOs for the management of COVID, where we have recommended, and the SRNOs should be out saying that the mass gatherings would no longer need to be restricted in terms of numbers and in terms of vaccination. The only restriction in terms of numbers would be that the venue should be only 75% of the capacity being utilized. So you would still have to do the usual of applying to the Commissioner of Police for the use of amplified music, and there would also be a requirement, as from what I know of what was recommended, so I have not seen the final SRNO, but the recommendation was that only 75% of the occupancy should be used. The capacity of occupancy capacity, only 75% of the venue should be utilized.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simone Kizer-Beach. Regionally, the death toll from COVID-19 has risen in Barbados with the discovery of another 43 COVID-19 related deaths, which occurred within the last 6 months. Chief Medical Officer in Barbados, Dr. Kenneth George, disclosed that the additional deaths were confirmed by the coroner's office after tests were conducted on persons who died suddenly in the community. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Barbados since the outbreak now stands at 59,080. Internationally, the World Health Organization laid out three possible paths that the COVID-19 pandemic might follow in 2022, with a new, more virulent variant, the worst-case scenario. The WHO said the most likely way forward was the severity of disease caused by the virus would wane over time due to greater public immunity. Meanwhile, pharmaceutical developer Novavax says it has asked the European Medicines Agency to extend the authorization of its coronavirus vaccine to children aged 12 to 17 amid a surge of disease across the continent. Novavax said its request is based on data from research in more than 2,200 adolescents aged 12 to 17 in the U.S., which found its vaccine to be about 80% effective against COVID-19. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.